Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch Podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Today we're going to talk about everyone's favorite topic, which is self-confidence. By recently, I think it's been in the past like 2 weeks, I put up a post asking y'all what you're struggling with. And one of the messages I got was about confidence, and it touched me because I think I, in a lot of ways, could relate to the struggle of how much, she was going through. Like, I just really aligned with this. And I thought, why not talk to both of us through a podcast episode? Okay. There's a lot of reasons that people are struggling with self-confidence, and we can go through a lot of reasons and you can pick the one that best fits you because I think everyone goes through this. Okay. So this isn't something that makes you special. It's not setting you apart. It is holding you back though, and that's why I want to talk about it because people, tend to get this negative self-perception and they have this habit of focusing on their flaws or mistakes and never choose to see their strengths or achievements. And then we've got social media and all the bullshit that comes with it where we're comparing ourselves to other people constantly. So if you're constantly comparing yourself unfavorably to other people, you're eroding your self-confidence. And then you've got this past experience where, maybe you've gone through failures or had some tough criticism and it creates that lingering doubt. I think the biggest one and the one I can relate to the most is like fear of failure or rejection or that fear of success, even. When you start anticipating negative outcomes, even from success, because I know I had this toxic, story planted a decade ago of just like it's really hard to be at the top and every your haters come out at the top and like there's this really negative story I stuck onto when it comes to success, but everyone's struggling with that fear, just anticipating the worst thing that can happen, and it's undermining your core belief, it's undermining your own capabilities. Then we've got the lack of support. I get that. I get that. Because if you don't have someone cheering for you, it can be lonely, but I want you guys to understand, I felt this for a long time, that lack of support, just because I thought, how could I help other people and families succeed if mine was a hot mess, right? Then I started, reading the Bible and realizing like it's talked about a lot. Even Jesus didn't preach at home. So that's the last place you need to be going for if you're looking for encouragement. You build your system outside of these people. And for me, that's online. And it doesn't, trust me, there's judgment from that too. But I have, made the closest confidants on the internet. That's a fact. And it's because I was willing to be vulnerable. And then we have this issue that really messes up our self-confidence, which is perfectionism. So we have this unrealistic expectation of ourself for ourself and everything we can do. And it's going to lead to this chronic dissatisfaction and total loss of confidence. And then, if you're someone who is just like absolutely multifaceted, neurodivergent, brilliant person, you have this ambiguity. There's no predictability about what lies ahead. So you have this anxiety, and that messes with your confidence. Like, you have to know what comes next. And I think part of the gift of life is being able to relinquish that control and be excited for the surprises. And, I set the intention this week of, seeing how good I have it, what gifts I have, how blessed am I, how good can it get, what's coming for me that's amazing. And I'm seeing the proof in that everywhere I look. And that's coming from someone who's had a sick baby for most of the week, cuddling her on the couch. I'm still able to see all those blessings because I set my intention. So this is part of it. But I'm going to tell you guys, building self-confidence, you have to start to challenge that narrative, to challenge the negative thoughts. You have to learn to set those realistic goals and celebrate your achievements. You have to build a network of people that are going to support you. And I've been blessed, y'all. I've been blessed with people that will support me wherever I go. And I see that gift, and I promise you can have it, but you have to be vulnerable. You've got to learn to practice being vulnerable, putting yourself out there, and practice that self-compassion. And if you've kind of lost yourself in this, idea of how people perceive you and that lack of support, confidence changes that. You learn to magnetize yourself to intention and things that you really want to focus on. And the truth is, a lack of confidence affects every area of your life, whether it's your job or your personal relationships. Literally, how you see who you are at the core, your essence, your true self. This is a powerful impact on how people treat you. And so I get it, because there are factors in bolstering self-confidence that are beyond your control, but there are some very tangible things that you can do. So let's go through a few tips here, tangible tips that you can take and help to build yourself up as someone who is successful and confident. This is one that I definitely can tell has affected my mindset a little bit, okay? Because I am in the gym at least 5 days a week. I have a set, goal of like 15,000 steps a day. Like, I'm very set on things. So I feel like this doesn't affect me as much as it used to, but you have to dress confidently. Dress confidently. I'm in my mom era. Like, I'm home with cats and kids and like dogs, and we have a whole zoo, if you didn't know this already. So I'm just like a homemaker, okay? I'm not getting dressed up for that. Literally, I'm in my vampire era of sweats, hoodies and sweats. Go to the gym, come home, put on a clean pair of sweats, and that's it. That's my day. Sometimes maybe not even that far, but that's my era. But I can tell you that if you can learn to dress like the person you want to be, you will feel yourself becoming that person. And this is such a small, it seems like almost insignificant step in your life, but literally, when you look good, you feel good, And that's why I tell people, like, if you see me without makeup, 9 times out of 10, I'm having a really confident, self-loving ass day because I don't give a shit. Okay. If you see me with a full beat face and it wasn't, because I do go live, I get ready and go live. So my makeup's done a lot. But if you see me without a face, totally having a great day. If you see me with a face and I haven't had to go live, that's the day I struggle, because there is something about just, wanting to feel fancy. When you put on a full face of makeup, you feel fancy, right? You feel fancy, you feel elevated. You change that. And, it honestly, I'm not telling you guys go out and spend a fortune on a wardrobe. I mean, thrift it up, whatever you have to do to find something that makes you feel good, Definitely start dressing the part of who you want to be. I encourage this if you're not in your mom era, okay? And I mean, this goes from like, I've been in my mom era for a very long time, survived all those times. But I'm going to tell you, this is another trick that I don't know what it is, but it changes my body posture. It changes how I breathe. It changes everything about me. I think even how I hold my face. But when you're walking, if you walk faster, because people who walk confidently, they have a brisk pace because they have things to do, they have places to be. Quicken your step a little bit and you start to get like a little bounce to it. And this is part of like, my intention of, when I am walking, my shoulders are back, my arms are back, and I have this quick pace and I'm like, hell yeah, 15,000 steps a day. And like, I smile more. The muscles in my face are just like working in my favor. You feel different. So I'm saying, put some pep in your step, honey. Put some pep in your step, make it bounce, shake your ass, whatever that is. Okay. Whatever it looks like for you, it changes it. And this helps with good posture. Okay. Because good posture is everything. If you're just, I mean, you guys can look at someone, how they carry themselves, and you can come up with a lot of speculation, conversation, stories behind that. Okay. Someone who is slouched over, just head dropped, kind of sad, they're not having a great time. Those people, shoulders back, head up, neck straight. I love that. That's why I'm intentional about my posture, because it speaks power. Gear a slumpy frumpy, we're not going to be friends. Slumpy frumpy, come on, babe. Set your posture straight. You cannot have slumped shoulders and avoid looking people in the eye, okay? Because that is a negative impression every single time. Keep your head up, shoulders back, okay? You have to make eye contact with other people. Sit up straight, tall. You have nothing to hide. And if you are struggling with just these things alone, then you have to create a list of gratitude because this is a state of peace in your body. And when you have this peace in your body, you start to take pride in your body. Peaceful mind radiates confidence. Make a list of the things that you appreciate about yourself and that you're grateful for. You know, celebrate those things you've succeeded at, all of the truth of how much you've gone through to get here, the great things that have happened in your life, those small miracles that you've taken for granted. I want you to write that down. Tell the people you love how much you love and appreciate them for being in your life. Start to compliment other people. And on top of showing, you know, this gratitude and appreciation for what you have and who you are, make sure you're showing the people that show up the same appreciation, especially if you've gone through some tough weeks. Okay. I see a lot of you out there struggling. I've told you about people that I know. There's suicides going crazy. There's just some heavy shit going on. Okay. Like my family tea is minuscule compared to the craziness out there. Okay. It is nothing. It is nothing, but it does help me realize that I have to be grateful for the people that do show up and that are there consistently, that are a part of our lives. You want to be thankful for that. Show some gratitude. And if you think bad about yourself, you are going to be drawn to criticizing other people. And have you ever been around someone like that just constantly is talking shit and pissed about other people, like pissed because they have great things, like, ugh. The stories I could tell. Pissed because other people, you know, are have it made and they have this dream life. Like if you're feeling angry, that's some real insecure bullshit right there. That's you needing to face yourself in the mirror and figure out what do you need to do different in your life to calibrate where you're going, right? Because there's no way if you feel good about yourself that you're talking about anybody. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You're going to be celebrating. You're going to say, man, good for them. Great job. I'm excited. That's amazing. So, and you want to break a habit because really, when you're criticizing other people, it just becomes this toxic habit. You break that by praising people. Okay. Look for the best in other people. Just like we set that intention for ourselves this week to be able to see the best in our lives, to be able to, you know, magnetize the things that we love coming towards us. I want you to start focusing on seeing what is great in other people because I guarantee it brings out the best in you. When you start seeing people on fire and you love them for that and you're like, fuck yes, and you're celebrating them at the core of who you are. Not just because Brandon said to, but like really genuinely, like, fuck yeah, man, they're doing it. It starts to bring out the best in you, you know, and contributing to the success of other people when you're celebrating, then it helps you feel better, but it also magnetizes good things to come to you because what we focus on, we bring upon. And when you're celebrating other people, good things come back to you. You know, that's why I've made it very, you know, I talk to people a lot in my inbox and it does take a lot of my time and I'm not charging thousands of dollars now because I just know that if I magnetize on getting people what's best for them, that every single step I take in helping other people get what they want, it takes me that step closer to really achieving like my top goals, right? Top tier goals. I know I'm doing what I want every time I'm talking to someone and I help them elevate to that next level or to see something that they're missing or just to step in and move the needle one little level closer to the person that they want to be and the potential that they have inside of themselves. Give back. And maybe you're not messaging people on, you know, maybe you're not having these conversations with other people. So go volunteer somewhere, help people, you know, or donate, you know, monetarily to someone that you love. Or something, you know, something that you love, something you believe in. And don't be afraid to speak up. I know a lot of people are just biting their tongues, right? Because they don't want to say something silly, but you have to learn to take an active role in conversations because this distinguishes you as a leader among people. And right away, this is a practice for your confidence. It's a practice for your confidence because confident people sit up and take part in conversations. You're not trying to blend in, okay? You want to try something new. I'm never going to stop preaching that you need to learn a hobby or activity that's going to open you up to help you feel alive, okay? For me, that's a podcast, that's writing books, that's doing everything I do. And that doesn't have to be your truth. Find something else. Maybe you want to play tennis or basketball, take up swimming. I don't give a shit, but stretch your mind because this improves your confidence. And the more self-confidence that you build in yourself, the more likely you are going to succeed. No matter what task you choose to conquer, you'll do it with just genuine enthusiasm. And setbacks don't bother you. You stop becoming so reactive because you have this confidence. And I get it. Those who are insecure often find life to be a struggle. These are the people that are angry, upset, miserable, want everybody to feel as bad as they do. We don't want to stay there. Self-confidence, you can find the joy in life. Why suffer? Why suffer? There's no gold star for suffering, okay? You're meant to have that joy and that peace and that happiness, and it's yours if you're willing to practice. I love you guys. We have a great conversation coming up tomorrow, and I will see you Friday.